Welcome to Bush Footy Yarn's new weekly podcast called Madden, Maddie, and Me. That's Shane Madden, the 30-year Sims veteran, world-travelled Bush brother, Matthew Silvers Coleman, the current president of the Forbes Magpies, and me, who does Bush Footy Yarns. Today, Madden's going to try and get hold of Sims captain coach Jaron Powyer. But boys, I've just got back from Queensland. It's fresh, but it's going to be hot this weekend. What's the tips? What's the tips? Ningen v Wellington at Wellington and the local derby, Parks versus Forbes at Parks on Sunday.
You go, Matty.
Well, Billy, I'm not sure, mate, but you can toss a coin on both games. But if we're going to have a bet, I'll tip. I will tip Wellington at home by six and Forbes by two.
Well, you give me 5.5 start. I've got it on record.
I don't mind losing to you, Billy.
Shane, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go the Parks spaceman at home by four. And I think I'm going to go the Wellington Cowboys by eight.
Well, I'm going to go a little bit exotic. I've gone down to the Bush Brothers bookie department. Justin Carney to score a try into Josh Merritt to kick a 40-20 at $10.
These are big odds.
That's
big odds.
That'll be $1.50.
Exactly.
Be $1.50.
What's that, bud?
You reckon it'll be $1.50?
Yep.
Well, if you can get 10-1, Billy, can you have some for me, please?
Rightio, I'll just confirm that the bookies department, they might have to readjust that. So we'll go to the game at Kennard Park, Wellington. It's going to be a big day over there. We've got Macquarie Raidettes and Wellington Cowgirls in the league tag. We've got Sims and Forbes in the reserve grade encounter, which will be a great game. In the under-18s, we've got Forbes and Wellington, the home side once again. And in the big game, we've got Ningen and Wellington. I just want to add, Matty from Forbes, Wellington, Parks, all got four grades in the semi-finals, along with Sims and Ningen. Big effort. Ningen got the three guys' sides in and their girls dismissed. So... That's a good effort, and it should be a big crowd. What's the reserve grade looking like, Matty, for you guys?
Mate, they're looking all right. There's plenty of them. I think they had 26 at training again last night. But no, mate, they'll give it a crack and see how they go.
Where's Junior Shonk playing? The captain coach,
well,
Damien,
mate,
Kennedy.
Damien will float around. He could be anywhere from 1, 6, 8, 7. Well, rest assured, he will be goal kicking.
Yes, he loves a goal kick. He's toe bunny
on,
still.
Mate,
Billy.
He's coming around the corner now, mate.
Billy.
Yeah? Yes.
Jazz is just setting up training, but I've got the workhorse front rower, Benny Marlin, standing here with me.
Benny Marlin. Excellent. How you going, Benny? Good to have you on the Bush Footy Yarns podcast. You've been overseas in Europe. You've come back. How's the fitness levels, mate?
Yeah, not real good. Struggling, Billy. Struggling.
Yeah? You're in first grade? You didn't qualify for Reggie's? You're not playing on the weekend?
Nah. See what happens, really. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Don't want to give too much away. I like that. And how's your mate Jaron been going first year as coach? He's had Timmy Ryan for 6 years. You'd have to give him a decent mark. He's finished with the minor premiership.
Yeah, obviously finishing with minor premiership, there's not much more you can do in the regular season. Now it's sort of time to switch on for the main end of the season. Yeah, you can't really hold him, can you?
No. And where'd you go, mate? You went on a trip to Europe, is that right?
Yeah, went travelling through the USA and a bit of Europe. just a bit of the country.
Yeah, he didn't think to do that from October to March.
Sort of wanted to wear a t-shirt over there rather than a beanie and a jumper.
Rightio. That's the way. And what, just your brother, what's he up to?
Ryan.
Yeah.
He's just toiling away, working.
Yeah.
He hasn't been now, for a long time.
I had this question for Jazz, but I'll give it to you. What's this year? Not only did you lose Timmy Ryan, Luke Jenkins, the legend, he ended up pulling the pin at the start of the year. Was it hard adjusting? Or young Astle can play, and then he's done his knee. So you've gone through, you know, two hookers. You're on your third hooker. Has that been a struggle?
Oh, to be honest, I haven't been here. To be honest, Billy, like I've been overseas for 9 weeks, but. I've sort of come back and nothing's really feeling out of place. So I dare say the boys have adapted pretty quick. We've all been together for a fair while. So, I can't really see anything going forward that will hurt us having another three hooker. So.
He's a
hooker, so.
Must have been proud for the club seeing young Burton. You played with him last year.
Yeah. Burton was a big achievement. Older boys went down and saw Yowie on the weekend and had the honour of seeing Burto and Kate Ellis coming up. And just obviously there's a lot of Dubbo boys around the club and a few Parks fellas. So it's just good.
Well, young Billy Burns. That's Lizzie's brother. He was named 19th man, and Cade was named one of the travelling reserves this week. So it's a good thing for the bush. And you're happy with the break?
Yeah, it was good. Good little break. Good. Been playing for the last six years, so you don't really get much of a break through winter. So.
Yeah. And Jazz is going to he's been driving his training to keep the fitness levels up.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job. He's pretty fit himself, so he's been calling me at about 5 o'clock every morning, saying what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, rightio. How many minutes are we going to see from you, Marlo, when the big games come around? You got 80 in you?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Billy?
I've just been up working up in Queensland and. Now we got these podcasts going. Just before I forget, I wanted to, on behalf of Bush Footy Yarns and everyone out there, Kevin Walkham's mother passed away, and I just wanted to send my deepest condolences to Kevin and the family and the Sims family. We've got a lot of time for Kevin Walkham. He's a good man. Always been good to me. And, sorry to hear about your loss, Kev. Now, I'll slip over to Shane.
Yep.
How's Naughty Nick and the Reggies? Tomorrow.
Yeah, mate, they're just poking along. They're the quiet achievers. They're not doing too much.
Yeah.
Their biggest trouble is getting their side, the training, because three quarters of their side work away.
Yeah, right.
But Wednesday, they hardly have anyone here because they're all on the railway and different stuff or they're working, but they should have plenty here tonight.
Yeah, right. Maddie, Parks and Forbes played on the weekend. It was freezing, bitter cold. Apparently Parks led 26-0 at half-time, then 30-0. At one stage, you got back to 34-30. That game's white. Do you take anything out of that?
Mate, to be honest with you, probably not a great deal. Parks were very good. They moved the ball well. They play with a lot of width. And their forward pack is very underrated. They all did their jobs, and they were very impressive. So the boys will have their work cut out again on Sunday, and we'll see how they go.
And
that would have killed him to say that.
What? No, Matt's fair. He's not like.
I used to be blue, red, and white once, Shane.
Guess
they're the second team, mate.
Guess who's standing here listening to you, Billy?
Who?
Wayne Mallow wants to have you, aren't you?
Who's Wayne Mellow?
Westside. Mellow.
Oh. Hold on. I'm trying to get the weekend stuff and then we'll get to Mellow. So, Matty, injury-wise, how you going?
Mate, we're all right. There's a couple of niggles. One or two blokes didn't train at all this week, but... you know, it'll be a very similar 17 that played last week, Billy. There's no surprises.
Yep. No, I don't think... I haven't heard anything from... Well, obviously, Joey Dwyer's gone, but... did Jake Porter play 5-8, I take
it? Yeah, went very well. Him and Chad control ball from one side to the other. Now, obviously, Sam lingering around out the back with pace to burn.
Yeah. John's brothers.
Yeah. And then you got the young kid of Smead who runs like a gazelle. So, no, they're very good, Parks, and I'm sure they'll be good again on Sunday at home in front of a big crowd because it's local derby again.
Yeah, there'll be Forbes people everywhere. And they came over to Parks last year and give us a massive touch-up. And it'll be the local derby in the tag as well. The girls... Bad record, the Space Cats against Forbes on the last game of the year.
Yeah, it's always the last comp game that we, I think last year we kicked the field goal to win it. And, they got away with the cash again last week. But as you know, mate, semi-finals are a different kettle of fish. And I'm sure he's will roll the Rolls Royce around and dry track will suit him. So it'll be an interesting matchup again.
And your juniors have surprisingly missed out in the minor premiership. There was a little bit of confusion there with Sims and tables and whatnot, but common sense prevailed. But they seem to be hitting back into a bit of form. Is the halfback going to play juniors?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, that's on Saturday, Saturday, isn't it?
So there's two juniors in the first grade 17, and they'll both play Saturday. And fingers crossed they both get through unscathed, but no, they've both been good. Young Tom Tui and Jack Hartwick.
Just on that, if they play Sunday, what do they do? What do you do? I know these days they seem to play both, but for me, if you're in first grade,
rules are different now, mate. You've got to play 18s if you're eligible for 18s.
Ah, that's a furphy. That's a mirage, that rule. I don't think it actually does exist. I can see the merit in it, but you get into a grand final, and it's working. Like Charlie Staines last year, Mitch Andrews done it for us a few years back. Birdo did it with Sims last year. But if a bloke's going in a halfback and he gets injured in the juniors, it's just two big games to play.
Yeah, we might
anyway,
have another halfback in the 17 somewhere, Billy.
Oh, don't worry. I know you've left some... Some aces
we
up
do have two
sleeve.
Halfbacks on the injured list at the moment.
Yeah. Shane, you held your red faces night last week. What's been going on in the fish tank in the aquarium? Just floating around, just having a little swim in that?
Yeah, mate, not doing too much, eh? Pretty quiet, actually. Bloody just the usual. Bit of training and that's about it. Boys had a... beers last weekend at Sims Got Talent. And actually, half of them are crook with the flu, so it wasn't a very big night, actually. Everyone had the flu.
Yeah, good time to get the flu.
Yeah, she's been a pretty bad bug going around old up Vegas. I'm sure it's going around everywhere else, too.
Oh, a bit of blue-green algae in the fish tank,
yeah,
was there?
Yeah, I think so. Bloody bit of algae floating around there.
And you'll be hosting the game. Does anyone know when that game is? Is it Saturday or Sunday, the majors?
We're sort of being told the majors will be next Sunday at Apex.
Next Sunday at Apex. Yeah. And the minors could be anywhere from...
Ningen or Forbes, I think.
Yeah. So
you're
guaranteed a game?
No, mate, no guarantees for fifth spot, but depending on how we go, it'll be a good case to argue. We'll end up with a minor semi or a final if we get through this week. But we won't worry about that until Sunday night, mate. That's something for Lockley and the team to sort out, and what they say goes.
And who's the big key for the Magpies? I'd say Benny Maguire when he steps up in the big games.
Benny can very casual Benny, but when the whips are cracking, you know he's going to be in the top two or three performers on the field. He's as you know, mate, he can play.
Yeah. And Kemo, how's he been this week, the coach, Kemo Greenhouse?
Mate, very good. Yeah, no, he's good. It wasn't a very nice place to be at halftime last week, but the boys responded the way you asked them to. And, no, it's been all positive around training this week, mate.
Yeah. She's a long while. Well, but, yeah, they did respond well because she didn't go out in that cold at 26-0 down. Kemo, yeah, I couldn't imagine he'd have been
over. No, mate, it was just mainly, and I'm not sure if it was a mental thing, the fact that the result was irrelevant. But yeah, they definitely weren't on their game in the first 35, 40 minutes. But no, mate, I think both teams will step it up a gear. Like Parks were really good, but it's a whole new ball game now. There's no tomorrows after Sunday.
Yeah, it's, and we've had so many of these knockout games that the local derby, just on the reserve grade last week, 8-6. We went all right.
Who Parks? Yeah.
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 We lost. I know we lost.
Done about 3 points better, but no, he's been all right, mate.
Yeah, 3 points.
No, it was good. Yeah, well, it was tough. Billy was pissing down rain. It was freezing cold.
It wasn't the
most ideal place to play footy, but no.
See, that's my ideal game is when it's cold and wet. That's when I get in and do some work and get dirty and tackle on that because everyone's slow.
No, they
you haven't got dirty in 10 years.
I think
Matto, you watch me on the weekend if I get a start against the Cowboys. I'll be running dirty all right. I'll be that scared they're gonna have some good plays. I'll be staying away from that big center, I can tell you. But and the last time I played him, Chocks McGregor ran straight over me from the kickoff. So
I'll be there watching, so I'll hold you to it.
Yeah. But, and the weather's supposed to be fine for the weekend?
25 degrees, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely be better than last week, Billy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it was snowing down in the second tier group in Western Division Group 10, and they had to call a few of their games off.
I think the money's down there, mate, because they've got to play in such terrible conditions.
Hey, Billy.
Yes. Yes.
A lady just walked past my truck and said, "Is that Billy Joe?" And I went, "Yeah." And she goes, "Is he doing a podcast?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "I lay in bed at night and put my headphones in, and it puts me to sleep listening to you, idiot."
I don't really know what to say to that, Shane. I'll take that as a compliment.
Nice and relaxing, she reckons.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what we try and do. We try and accommodate to all walks of life here. And,
I won't have to tell you what she just said.
That's very interesting. But, so everyone's heading over to Kennard Park tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good day over at Kennard Park.
Who are you going over with, Silvers? Walker?
He's jet setting over to the Ashes. You know what he's like. Oh. Mate? He doesn't sit still for long. He's on the plane again.
Yeah, righty, eh? Yeah. Well, she'll be a big weekend. Well, I know everyone's a bit time poor. Appreciate the efforts. Good luck to everyone on the weekend. I'll see you, Silvers. I'll tell you what, the weekend's got the potential for bush footy yarns to really just, there'll be some live shots. I'll be over there just chasing cowboys and tigers, and it's going to be an exciting day. I just want to mention, there's a race day in Parks tomorrow, a benefit day for, like we all know, Mick Hackett, the legendary Cronulla Sharks supporting jockey. Had a bad fall at the Tom Ingley picnics earlier this year, so there's a benefit day for Hack. There's a night on in Dubbo later in the month. But
did you hear that?
For those of you that can't get to Wellington, head out to the Parks race course and support a good cause, and there'll be some really good races on hand, apparently. A couple of George Wright's horses in, fit as fiddles.
There's another one.
Right,
another
on, boys.
One. Well, Billy at the Western Star. There's another one in Dubbo for him at the Western Star.
Yeah, 31st of August.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, did you hear that, Fritz? Did you hear that, Billy? Naughty Nick Wilson just walked past and said, shut up.
We'll have to get Naughty Nick on. Just have a yarn to him about if he's going to get 10 in the semis. That's $1.04, actually. I just talked to the bookie department. They said Nick Wilson will get 10 minutes at some stage of the final.
No, his career's over, mate. He's gone.
I think the bookie's...
What happened?
His knees are shot.
He'll be back.
Nah.
Righto then, boys. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck to all. And can't wait
just
for the
weekend. Just a cheerio and good luck to the Southwest Rocks Marlins, mate. They've got their grand final up there in the lower Hastings comp tomorrow.
Is the grub playing?
The over 40s are finished.
What's grub been doing?
He's up at Yamba at the moment.
Yeah, Yamba, place of the big river. Georgie Hampton's got a block of land at Yamba. Yeah.
Do you say you're going over tomorrow, Silver?
Yeah, mate. I'll pop into the racetrack for an hour or two, and then I'll be heading there.
Yeah, right. I'll catch up there over there, bud.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
You going, Billy?
That is the intention. That is the intention to go. I want to get there early and just have a couple of warm-up tackles on Justin Carney to get me ready for Sunday. Those big Cowboys running at me. If Justo wants to have a shot at me, just to get me ready. But it's going to be a mad game that first grade. Everyone says well over, but Carney and Merritt, they just had that factor to Ningen for me. But Ningen, they can't travel with a crowd. There'll be 1,000 Ningen people there. It'll be a good day.
Yeah,
good day of rugby league.
Josh Merritt's boss just